All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we tend to speak only those things that we find in God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. It's in Matthew 23 and verse 13 that we read, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, but for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." You know, with such friends, God needs no enemies. The Pharisees professed to be devoted to God. A few, like Saul, were sincere, but most were hypocritical. It's in Matthew 23 that we read in verse 13, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those that are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." And then it's in verse 23, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay the tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone." We see, too, that they sat in Moses' seat, but many walked in Satan's shoes. Again, in Matthew 23, Jesus said in verse 2, starting, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do." We know, too, that they looked for the Messiah and his kingdom, as evidenced by the question that we read they asked in Luke 17 and verse 20. It says, "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation.' But with the kingdom at hand, we see they refused to enter, and they even hindered others." Here's what we need to consider. Today, as citizens of the kingdom, we can turn people off if they see us doing similar things just like the Pharisees. One of those is by giving only lip service to God's law. In what we read in Matthew 23, verse 1, let's read again. "Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, 'The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do.' It's in Matthew 15 and verse 8, Jesus said, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Yes, the Pharisees, they talked a good talk. In verse 29 of Matthew 23, let's begin reading. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, 'If we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets.' Therefore, you are witnesses against yourself, that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. But we find, though they could talk a good talk, they did not walk the walk. Their actions have always, and our actions, and let's understand that actions have always speaks louder than our words. James said in James 2, verse 14, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which they are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" Peter makes a statement too in 1 Peter 3 and verse 1 by inspiration when he said, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if their some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives." So truly, we need to understand that we can turn people away from religious matters by simply giving lip service to God. Another way by which we can do that is also by using a double standard. In verse 4 of Matthew 23, Jesus said to the Pharisees that they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Are we expecting and demanding more of others than we are of ourselves? Parents expecting and demanding more of the children than they are of themselves? For Christians who to be more faithful in their assembly, or to stop or don't start bad habits? You know, in what we teach others, we must also teach ourselves. In Romans 2, verse 21, "You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal?" You see, in what we also criticize and judge others, are we guilty of the same ourselves? In Matthew 7, Jesus said in verse 1, "Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." So we can turn people off from wanting to be Christians by using a double standard. And then, too, we can turn people off from wanting to be a Christian by practicing religion for a show. Again, in Matthew 23, let's begin our reading in verse 5. "But all of their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplace, and to be called by men, 'Rabbi, Rabbi.' But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." There was a statement, too, that Jesus made in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 6, let's begin our reading with verse 1. "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be seen in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. It's not wrong to be seen or heard doing any religious act. We find Paul and Silas singing in jail. It is wrong if it's done to be seen of men, or if it's being done to impress man with our devotion. That can be a turnoff from preventing other people from becoming Christians. And then, too, we can prevent others from wanting to be Christians by inventing loopholes to sidestep God's will. Again, back to Matthew 23, let's begin our reading in verse 16. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it's nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind. Well, which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that's on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind. For which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him that dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. See, the Pharisees had loopholes. It was in Matthew 15, verse 5, Jesus said, but you say, whosoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. See, that was their loophole. And that's what we see in denominational churches today as well. They, too, have their loopholes. In Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Well, the loophole that we often hear is that, well, that doesn't say that he that is not baptized shall not be saved. Or like in Acts 20 and verse 7, it reads, and upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. And then we hear the loophole being expressed that, well, that doesn't say every first day of the week. So it is then that we can prevent people from wanting to become a Christian when they see us inventing loopholes to sidestep God's will. And two, we can prevent people from being Christians by a religion that is coated with ungodliness. Again, Matthew 23, notice we read beginning with verse 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs that indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Friends, let us not be guilty of turning someone off to become a Christian. Let us not be guilty of keeping someone from, as a Christian, fulfilling their responsibilities. And let us not be guilty of keeping someone from receiving the blessings of being a Christian. Let us not be guilty of hindering and preventing others, and in so doing, we rob ourselves of the hope of heaven. We see our time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Under them, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.